Now, I guess we need to.
I think it's time to put on the gloves and dive into the pile.
Gloves! I'm thinking a full body suit here. Okay, so
yeah, deep dive suit. You know, full coverage.
So you wanted to mention something specific about Rush Limbaugh?
I did. My friend actually, whose house I'm currently at, she actually showed me this, not from the Huffington Post, which is where I'm pulling this particular article from, which is in our show notes. Mm-hmm. But they actually covered this a little bit on MSNBC, I think, a couple nights ago. We all, at this point, if you haven't heard the whole Trump grab him by the pussy comment, I congratulate you for living under one incredibly soundproof rock. I want to know that rock's manufacturer because I'm going to need it.
Yeah,
but that'd be nice. You know, his whole thing, and you know, I say sadly not because I didn't like it, I didn't want to watch it. It's because of the content of it. It made me, I think, suffer brain aneurysm. I watched the second debate.
Well, you're a glutton for punishment, just like I am. So
I'm a masochist when it comes to stuff, man. I know it. But you know, Trump's whole thing of the, oh no, it was just locker room talk. It's just locker room talk. There's not a real problem with it. I didn't mean it's just locker room talk, blah, blah, blah. Well, Rush kind of picked that up a little bit and decided to go further and delve into this whole, you know, the issue, his issue with the left and when it comes to anything involving sex.
Let me pause you for a moment. Now, Rush Limbaugh is a conservative talk show host. He has been in the news and working the conservative talk show circuit for many, many years now. At least, geez, I think it's like almost 30 years that he's been on the air. So hopefully you've heard about him before, but he's part of that EIB network, which is his own little creation, kind of like The Blaze is, you know, for the, his name. Anyway, we'll get back to him later, I'm sure. But he's had a sordid history. Some of them pharmaceuticals, some of them young women, some of them both. So he's had an interesting and sordid career, a checkered past, if you will. And lately his show has not done well as far as ratings are concerned. And well, he's grasping at some straws here. So, carry on. I just wanted to give a little background on who the heck we're actually talking about.
Oh, no problem.
There is a thought
probably
that,
haven't heard of him.
There is a thought that it might actually be Andy Kaufman in a big fat suit.
Well, yeah. At this point, it'd be impressive because apparently Donald Trump's supposed to be Andy Kaufman as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Andy Kaufman can come back from the dead and co-locate. Impressive.
It's Andy Kaufman, I'm sure.
Yeah, true. But okay, on his show, on apparently it was this last Wednesday, so the 12th.
Okay.
He, and I quote from this article, basically says he has a problem with the idea of sexual consent and said that, you know, anytime something happens and there might be a hint of there no being consent, people call the left calls the rape police, he says. Quoting directly from the article and quoting directly from Rush, is that you can do anything, let's promote and understand and tolerate anything as long as there is one element. And the conservative talk show host said in comments posted online and by Media Matters, do you know what it is? Consent. Now here's the funny thing. He's right. And I believe you will agree with this, and most of our listeners, I believe, will agree with this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a key thing, especially when it comes to any form of, you know, sexual relations. Consent is kind of important. As continue quote, if there is consent on both or all three or all four, however many are involved in the sex act, it's perfectly fine, whatever it is. But if the left ever senses and smells that there's no consent in part of the equation, then here comes the rape police. But consent is the magic key to the left.
Yeah,
and I think
isn't
he's
it the
right.
Magic key to humanity?
Well,
you know,
again,
what we consider polite society?
Well, again, I don't think he understands the key difference between consenting to sex and sexual assault / rape. I mean, I hope.
That is the difference.
As much as I have disliked him.
That is the difference, right? if you
that consent is the difference for everyone out there to know that that is how you solve that equation. Consent.
Yeah. Did you rape the girl?
I
she
hope
she consented.
Yeah.
Then you didn't rape the girl.
Yeah, that's the key. You know,
however,
some people may be into some really dark, weird, twisted, messed up things that might leave you retching on the floor when they're telling you about how their sexual exploits go. But as long as there was consent.
Yeah. Now, however, that's not to say that once consent is given, it cannot be retracted. It can be.
Also very true.
It absolutely can be.
Absolutely.
So you don't have carte blanche to do whatever you want. You definitely need to, as a word of advice, keep the lines of communication open with your sexual partners at all times.
Again, here's where I will happily promote one of the main key tenets when it comes to the bondage and, you know, B&D S&M community. Safe word. Because I have written an article, and I need to rewrite it again and post it up, where the idea of sometimes no doesn't mean no. Which is true.
Sometimes no is
but
play.
That also, sometimes no is the whole thing of, you know, some people like that, you know, but the key thing here is consent.
Yeah.
Where you're in a trusting thing, whether one night stand, whatever, I don't care. You know, that's why you always have, and I promote this for everybody. You might not be into the whole bondage and tying people up and whatever. That's fine. But safe words are really important and nice because sometimes you just want somebody to slow down a minute and you don't want to say, hey, slow down. You can just say, you know, this one word and okay, or you want them to stop.
And you know, even in wrestling and boxing, you can tap out when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there may be some cases where there's bondage involved, there's, you know, ball gags or who knows what else, where communication is obviously limited. But you need to have still an out, a ripcord to pull, you know, one way or another to bow out. And it's like, okay, that's enough. Whatever it is no longer my thing anymore. You know, beyond the pale, whatever it happens to be. He doesn't seem to understand that consent is a good thing. I mean, he's painting this, he's telling it like it is, as if it's a bad thing.
Yeah, he goes in this article, you know, as the article says, you know, at one point, he even claimed consent somehow meant people could have sex with animals. In quote, if you could get a dog to consent with you, if you could get the horse to consent, we've got no problem with it, Rush said, and they don't. So morality has been boiled down to consent, is my point, and it's true.
You know, He's made those arguments in the past.
Now, the funny thing is, I'm willing to take this in a scientific view. If, yes, there is somehow, some way, you could get them to actually consent, which would require them to be considered sentient creatures, and have all the legal rights and everything else, and, oh yeah, probably be able to sign legal paperwork, and probably, let's take the Captain Jack requirement from Doctor Who.
Yes. Captain Jack Harkness.
They have to be able to do advanced calculus. Then, okay. Then I would say, yeah. You know, sure. Whatever. If that's your thing, okay. But again, that key word, which he doesn't get. And this is the reason why, for people out there who are thinking, you know, okay, people doing certain things, you know, why is, you know, not being able to consent to an activity, not being able to say no or not being legally allowed to say no or say yes, even, because you might not know what the consequences are. Again, somebody, I think one of the best object things I've seen is, you know, somebody wants to offer you tea. You say you don't want tea, but they still keep offering you tea. But you tell them you don't want tea, then they literally hold you down and pour tea down your throat because they want you to drink this damn tea. That's a good example.
I think that example was a sleeping person does not want tea.
Something along those lines. But
because it was about, you know, well, if they were sleeping and sexual intercourse was engaged with an unconscious person, there is no consent there.
unless the person has consented beforehand to the kind of activity.
Right.
No.
But again, that can be withdrawn at any time.
Yes.
So.
Which means be prepared to stop.
Be prepared to stop. And if you are somehow unable to stop, then perhaps you should seek therapy on how to do so. Because there's something that's not right. You should be able to do that. Yeah. It's a great skill. If you don't have it, you need to learn it. How about that?
Yeah.
So carrying on with the basket full of deplorables?
Basket full of deplorables. But before that, a quick high note. Hello, Mama Vans. Good to see you in the chat room. Sorry we haven't I've not been checking it as quickly as I should, so.
Oh, is she out there? Excellent.
She is out there in the chat room.
Okay, well, why isn't the chat room actually showing up then?
One more gremlin, man.
We
have all the gremlins.
We do have all the gremlins. Oh, the source file is missing. What? Really?
What does that even mean?
Oh, man, come on. Install, yes. Install the chat viewer, please. I'll just do this right now. Why not? There we go. Okay. Hopefully, you can then chat with us. What?
Not connected to any Twitch chat.
Oh, geez.
You have to log into that?
I guess.
Somehow, some way?
I guess so. Yes, authorize, please, to do this. Okay. Carry on. Oh, now I have to sign in. Oh, jeez. At least I remembered which it was. Thank you for checking on Mama Van out there in the chat room.
I try to keep Twitch open just in case. Congratulations to everybody who doesn't tune in for the pre-show. You're now seeing some of the background stuff.
Yeah, a little bit.
Special edition, O'Reilly Radio.
Oh boy, howdy. Okay, let's see if that works. Authorized.
Oh, connecting?
Yep, it is connected. So, Mom Van, feel free and yak at us to your heart's content, and your words will pepper the show with wisdom.
Go ahead and throw something out, Mama Van, just to test it.
Yeah, if you choose. And that'll be counting 20 seconds about.
That's
like that. Whoa, there it is.
Whoa. Okay.
All right. We'll just
bring some big words.
There we go. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. All righty. So
about the basket full of deplorables.
The basket full of deplorables, yes.
This one happened to include Donald Trump Jr., his wonderful, completely moral son. Notice the sarcasm.
Hard not to miss that sarcasm.
I'm trying to make it easy for the cheap seats.
Nice. Good job. Okay,
but
so.
This comes to us from Raw Story. That's at least where I pulled it from. This actually came across multiple sites.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump Jr. says, "My dad's boasts about forcing himself on women are normal and human."
If you're in that basket of deplorables.
Yeah, quoting the second sentence of the article, Eric Trump, defending his dad's conversation with Billy Bush on Monday, chalked it up to his alpha personality. On Thursday, Donald Jr. dismissed Trump's conversation as something that, quote, makes him a human, adding, quote, "I think it makes him a normal person, not a political robot."
Well, does he represent his constituency?
That's going to be the freaking thing, is a certain segment of his constituency? Yes, absolutely. Even the female sections, because I've seen a interestingly horrendous picture of a woman wearing a shirt that she has drawn on.
Yeah.
Trump can grab me, pointing down to her crotch.
Yeah.
And also, the funny thing about that is I go, okay, that's cute that you think that. However, I've seen a lot of the women that Donald Trump, at the time, I've seen the picture of what they look like. And I went, honey, you ain't his type. You aren't his target of speciality.
Yeah, you're American for one.
That too, but also you're not a 15-year-old model. Because yeah, the
or a 10-year-old girl that he was scoping on for having sex with when she was 20.
Yeah,
I'm not even making it up.
That one I go,
wow.
I'm more willing to dismiss that to a degree than I am him purposely and specifically walking into the changing room of the Miss Teen USA when they were all changing and naked. When walking into the 15-year-old girl's changing room. I don't care if you find them sexually appealing or everything else. That's just something you don't do.
Yeah. Now
that is a safe zone for them.
Well, the party that has been having issues with transgender bathrooms and wanting to avoid any potential sexual assaults
is afraid of men in women's bathrooms, you know, groping them.
Yeah.
Make sure to check for Trump.
And yet they've got this going on. This as their poster boy, as their standards bearer.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty bad standards at this point. So, okay, is there anything more to talk about for that? I mean, really? Do we need to?
The funny thing that gets me is I think I posted this on my own Facebook, and this whole idea of this is just talk, this is fine, all guys have this conversation, all guys talk like this, it's perfectly normal, there's nothing wrong with it.
We're a couple guys, and we're not talking like that right now.
No. You know.
Oh, and there's even a SoundCloud file to the interview. So
there is.
You can listen to it.
But what gets me is, I decided to take a look at this and go, okay, let's change the narrative.
Okay.
You've got all these people who follow Trump say, okay, no, there's hardcore believers. We're going, okay, it's normal for guys to talk like this. It's normal for them to think like this. It's normal for them to act like this, to try to do these things. Okay. You know, because he's rich and famous and blah, blah, blah.
How about this one? Trump fantasized about sex with Lindsay Lohan. Deeply troubled teens are always the best in bed.
Yeah. Which tells you something. He might be speaking from experience.
That is kind of the voice of experience.
But let's change the narrative, because they're all like, okay, it's all fine. Basically, nothing he can say or do would make them lose their minds in this case. Okay, let's change the narrative. The whole, instead of it being Donald Trump, this alpha male, heterosexual icon, blah, let's make it a same amount of money, same amount of level of fame, but let's make it a gay man.
Okay.
And instead of grabbing by the pussy, it was grabbing by the dick. And how he talked about his joy and how much, you know, men he has forced himself on. And I want to know if they are then still okay with that.
I don't think they're okay with anybody other than him saying it at this point.
Yeah. Which would make me lose what little small possible shreds of respect I'd have left for them.
I mean, it's completely duplicitous, and the people that had dropped support for Trump in hopes that it would somehow get him to maybe pull his campaign to leave. When he didn't, they re-endorsed him.
Well, again, it's been this, they've hoped. Yeah, what if Obama had ever said anything like this? Yeah.
What if Hillary had ever said any of this?
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of...
I'm fairly certain that Bill Clinton actually did say some of this.
Yeah, possibly.
just saying. But
however, some of the Bill Clinton stuff was consensual. We can say that.
Yes.
Unethical, but consensual.
Clearly, yes. At least for the most part. I'm sure there's a couple things in the past.
I'm sure there probably is. Yeah. But what we know about. But when it comes to what the Republicans are doing with this, I think what a lot of it was initially, the reason why they all jumped on it, is they thought, hey, we can control him. Sure, he's crazy, everything else. But we can feed him the lines. We can feed him the party platform, and he'll just go with it. Now them, along with everybody else who helped create groups like the alt-right are learning of the monster they created and are watching it just run off the rails. And a lot of them have jumped off going, no, this is no longer the party that I remember. These are not holding the value. Remember, for people who paid attention during the 80s, during the 90s, during the early, the first decade of the 2000s, remember, the GOP, the Republicans, were the party of family values.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
What family values does Donald Trump currently have, besides the fact that he has a family that probably has an actual net worth? Seriously. So some of them are also coming back on because they're really just looking at their own careers and going, you know, looking at the longer term and going, they're sunk either way, but if, then I can continue.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I was actually watching MSNBC and hearing about this, that pure cold career calculation going, we're probably sunk either way. The party's going to be going to self-destruct after this. If he loses, okay, he loses, we all lose, everything goes to hell. If he wins, I've still got a say. I've still got my career, I can still move forward. I can still be, oh, look at me, I was one of his supporters.
Yeah.
Now, there are some out there who are still true believers, and I'm like, they need to get that out of there.
Well, I think, I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Eh.
You know, really?
I can agree with, I wish, I hope it.
Oh, I'm not saying that he's not still newsworthy. I'm just saying I don't want to talk about him anymore.
True.
you know, be that as it may. True. So let's mosey along. I got some other fun things
in
our science segment,